If getting humble before God is too much of a swallow for you, then I suggest you go drink some more alcohol and see then if you can get to the point where you're willing to do what you need to do. We just read it when we read How It Works. Are you willing to do whatever's necessary to get sober?
Well, yeah, unless I have to say the G word.
When I came to Alcoholics Anonymous in 1980, what did I want to talk about? Relationships. How about money? How about feelings? Come on, guys, we could go on and on. We could go here all night. How about the rape? How about the molestation? How about the adoption? Huh? How about the babysitter? Huh? How about the traffic? I hear it every time I come to a meeting in Houston, Texas. Somebody's up there pissing and moaning about the traffic. Why are we wasting somebody's time talking about that shit? Where's the chairperson when some of that crap stops? Where's the person that's got some balls that can stand up and say, "Hey, buddy, shut up"? Jesus, we're not here to talk about that. Where's our primary purpose? Where's our primary purpose? Our primary purpose is to talk about God and the steps, not the goddamn traffic. Unbelievable. What are we doing? This is exactly what we're trying to talk about. How many of you guys in here, play with me real quick, how many of you guys in here drank when you had a great relationship? Good, sound, solid relationship. How many of you drank when you had a shitty relationship? How many when you had lots of money? Crap for money. $300,000 home, beautiful home. But this is the shit that you want to talk about. You come into treatment, that's all you want to talk about. And you know, if you get in the wrong treatment center, that's all they'll let you talk about. With the belief that you get it all talked out and get it all out open, that you can stay sober. And we're walking into meetings, and all we're talking about up there, now I'm up in North Texas, folks, and there's about 40 treatment centers within a very small, dense area. We're cranking in the Denton area, we're cranking about 1,000 recovering alcoholics a week into our system. And they're all coming in with all kinds of good shit that they heard in treatment. And they're bringing their Gorski relapse prevention triggers list. And they're bringing their process talk. And they're bringing all the cool stuff they learned in treatment. And they're bringing it into our AA meetings. Now here's what AA did. Here's what AA did. AA buckled. AA buckled under the weight. And we backed away from the book and the solution that we had had for years. And we said, whatever works for you is fine with me. After all, these are just suggestions. And the meetings went down the toilet, and the success rates went to shit. On page 44 or 45, it says, "Lack of power, that's my dilemma." I mean, I've heard people time after time, "Chris, you talk too much about God. You're scaring the newcomers off." What is this? There's only one message that we have to carry. You must have a spiritual experience. Otherwise, the insanity of the first drink will stay with you, and you will die. We are not here as a social group. Go to Herman's Sons if you want to just socialize. Don't come into my meetings if that's the only reason you're here. There's a difference between a real alcoholic and a hard drinker. If you're a hard drinker, let me tell you this, guys. You're talking about something that you know nothing about. I'm trying to talk about two things right now tonight that are the most difficult things to convey to anybody. What an alcoholic is, if you're not an alcoholic and you don't understand the obsession to use, you're sitting in here believing, truly deep down inside, that Chris Raymer continues to drink because he's weak. The other thing that's so difficult to understand is a spiritual experience. A bunch of you cats in this room have had the spiritual experience. The obsession to use has been removed from you. You are not staying sober one stupid day at a time. You have recovered from alcoholism and drug addiction. Isn't that right? And I don't have to say nothing. All I have to do is look at you and go, huh? And you go, huh? Yeah, yeah. We don't even have to talk. We know exactly what we're talking. Isn't that right? We know exactly what we're talking about. How many of you have gone into meetings and listened to somebody say, "Take your time to work the steps"? We're killing them all over the world with that shit. Now, wait a minute. The book just said that a spiritual experience is necessary for me to change my life, have a huge emotional display, a huge shift of attitude so that I can have a decent relationship with a woman, so that I can get a credit card and make some money, so that my creative juices will start flowing again, so that I can get happy, joyous, and free. And that's going to happen as a result of doing the work, which is going to put me in touch with God. It's a guaranteed spiritual experience if you finish the fucking 12 steps. But we don't have time to talk about that. Y'all with me? And we got some schmuck standing over here on the side because he was able to wait 3 years to work the steps. He assumes that you're going to be able to wait 3 years to work the steps. But if you're a real alcoholic, guess what? You're going to die. How's that? You don't have 30 days to get on solid ground. We need to get you to God, and we need to get you to God quick. This is the most powerful path on earth. It's called the spiritual path. And how dare us as a fellowship, water this message down.